Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Real Fiends. We're on episode 160. I believe we're on 160, right, Gil?
Yep.
All right, so we're on episode 160, guys. welcome back. Thank you for listening to the show. My name is Dave. Gil's on the show, of course. I'm going to say what's up, Gil.
What up?
So on this episode, we're going to fucking roast Ghostbusters 2016. So we're going to roast Ghostbusters 2016, and we are going to talk about, I saw like this like little mini trailer of like this, bootleg, like low budget movie called Invasion Zone. Have you heard of it, Gil?
No. I haven't
never
heard of it.
Bro, it's got that one Mexican dude that's in like, he plays a Mexican game banger like in every fucking movie. He was in Training Day.
Yeah,
ball-headed dude, chubby. Yeah, so he's in Invasion Zone, and Methaman's in it.
Oh,
yeah, Methaman's in it, and it looks ridiculous, dude. But like in a funny way. But I'll get up on that in a second.
Now, okay. I'll ask you more questions. Like, is it a big screen or is it straight to DVD?
I want to say it's straight to Netflix.
Oh, all right.
it's probably like straight to Netflix fucking recently added.
Oh.
You know you hit the big time when you hit that recently added section, baby.
it could mean that, or the movie sucks so bad they just throw it there. Like London Has Fallen is already there. That movie sucked ass.
Yeah. I mean I heard it wasn't that good. It was kind of bad.
Yeah, so, I saw it. It was garbage.
I got no desire to see that shit. But anyway, so we're going to talk about Invasion Zone. The Walking Dead, the last episode, this movie called Life that Gil saw the trailer. I caught it also. I just forgot about it when he brought it up before we got on air. And the Wonder Woman trailer, the second one. Bro, I know we kind of touched on Logan, but damn, doesn't Hugh Jackman look fucking dried up in the movie?
I think it's on purpose, though.
You think so?
I think so.
Lost weight and it got dried up on purpose.
Yeah, I think it's on purpose because he's looking kind of old and he's not healing up, so he's probably looking like that unknown age. Because isn't his age like no one knows how old he is really?
Well, I mean, yeah, he's hundreds of years old.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, maybe it is, man. Maybe they just had him do like high reps and shit, like lightweight and cut his diet down and get kind of thinner because he looks like worn. But, anyway, so bro, you want to fucking kick this shit off for Ghostbusters 2016?
All right, let's do it.
All right, so I finally saw this piece of shit. You saw it before me, and like I sound like I'm gonna completely fry it. I mean, it wasn't as bad as I thought. It was terrible, but it wasn't like as bad as I thought. Some parts made me laugh. I think Leslie Jones was the funniest out of the whole movie, and then the blonde chick, the real brainy one. That she had glasses.
Mm-hmm.
She was thin. She was kind of fucking funny. The one that like licked the guns, like when she was shooting.
She's from SNL. I don't know her name exact, but someone threw her some like kudos. The chick from X-Files. Mm-hmm. Like she like gave her a Twitter feed or something, like thumbs up, like you know, and that to me, I don't know, is like that's cool, you know.
Yeah, her name is Kate McKinnon.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was funny, dude. To me, she was kind of like a female Egon, but like, you know, just wilder. Yeah. What'd you think about the cameos from like Bill Murray? Damn, Bill Murray looked old as fuck, right?
Yeah, he did. He's still the fucking man, though.
He is.
I still give it to him, man. He's still a legend.
What about Ernie Hudson was in it, Sigourney Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
Sigourney Weaver, she still look alright, man. I found her kind of sexy.
Yeah, she looks sexy. To me, she looks sexy in the first two. I don't know about this one, but
what's wrong with her in this one?
She all right. I mean, you know, she a little older for my taste, so.
Interesting. So you find her kind of attractive back in the day?
Yeah, back in the day, like in the first one.
Yeah.
She was hot.
She had ass, though. Like, dude, the first Alien movie, there's a scene where she, like, undresses. And I don't know if maybe she worked on that as her career went on, but not that just looks matter. Like, having a body for a female, it's not like a sexist asshole. But I'm just saying, like, she had no ass in that movie.
Yeah, her bush was popping, too.
It was.
That shit was popping.
Because there was a scene when the alien was kind of in a corner, like, hiding. And then she, like, activated some mist shit and pissed it the fuck off. And it came out. It was like, like, whatever. And then before that, she was, like, getting dressed or some shit, putting a suit on. And then her booty looked like a chopping, you know, the things that you cut the meat.
Yeah. Like somebody threw some, flat.
It's like somebody threw some panties on a chopping
block.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, I remember that. She had like, yeah, she was not built at all. She wasn't, she had no curves or anything.
Yeah. I would have still smashed though. Just saying. Anyway, so back to Ghostbusters. It was bad, dude, but it wasn't, you know, the worst movie I've ever seen. I didn't turn it off. Like, there's movies that I've literally fucking turned off because it was so bad. I was like, I can't watch this shit. I felt guilty for my life. I was like, damn, one day I'm going to be 90. You know, I'm going to like fucking kill for two more hours of life, you know, and watching a movie, that real bad movie, I feel like wastes a portion of my life. You ever feel that way?
Yes. Yeah. I do about a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Like that In Time movie with Timberlake, I felt like I wasted my time. And believe it or not, Noah, I wanted to punch myself in the balls. Like I couldn't stomach that movie.
I'm actually surprised you didn't like Noah, man. You hated it that much.
Yeah, I really did, dude. I really did. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I like Noah, man. I thought for sure that you was going to kind of dig it, but you ain't like it. You ain't like it.
Yeah.
But back to Ghostbusters. I mean, is anything good you can say about it?
I don't know. I just think it was like a different type of Ghostbusters. I mean, you know, I don't think that they tried to be like the original, like, at all. I mean, Hemsworth, he was funny, but and then I thought it was just a little too ridiculous. Like, that's don't like one of my complaints is that Hemsworth was like a real big dummy. Like, it was just fucking stupid after a while, you know?
Yeah, he was super weird. He wasn't even like dumb to me. He was just fucking weird. I mean, he was dumb, but he was just very strange.
Mm-hmm.
He would do strange things in a movie that like didn't make any sense at all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you know, that you enjoyed about it?
I don't know. I thought they were kind of funny. Like you said, the two actors stood out the most to me too. And I like Melissa McCartney too, I forgot. I probably fucked their name up, but yeah, I like her too. I think she's pretty cool.
Is that the thicker one, the chubby one?
Yeah. Yep.
She's all right. I thought she was okay in it. Like I said, I think Leslie Jones was the fucking funniest to me.
Yeah.
Her one-liners, cause she was like street in the movie. So she would say things that normal people would say, like what I would say, what you would say. You know, like when she was doing her job, you know, the MTA work or whatever, and she goes in the subway to chase after the dude. And she's like, yo, she goes, you want to use the bathroom? There's a perfectly good bathroom up in Starbucks, like upstairs. And then the executed prisoner pops up with the chains all floating. And she's like, "Aye, dude, I'm cool," like sound like that, and she just drops the flashlight. That's funny, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking funny. Yeah. That's something like, you know, that I would say. Or what else is funny? When the one chick got possessed and she was like trying to save her friend hanging out the window. Yeah. And then the black chick, the big black chick, was like, you know, pushing the possessed chick away. She was strong, dude.
Yeah.
She was fighting her off, and she, like, threw her, you know, and she was possessed. And then, you know, she slapped the shit out of her.
Yeah, she said something about the devil compares you or some shit like that. Yeah. Some trying to.
She was like, "Satan is a liar," like something like that. Psh, psh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that part was funny. When the ghost was like, the dragon flying harpy looking thing was like on her shoulders in a club. That was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. But I mean, overall, I thought the villain was garbage. He was stupid, dude. He reminded me of the villain from part two, but like way cornier.
Yeah.
You know, Vigor, whatever the hell the ghost's name, his lackey, the one that was doing the deeds for him.
Oh, okay.
The guy with the curly hair, do you remember him?
Was it the gatekeeper?
No. You're thinking about the first Ghostbusters. I'm talking about the second one. The ghost was a painting, and then there was like a guy with a funny voice, and he was in love with a Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, I know who you talk. I know the face, but I'm not good with the name. I just recently saw part one, so that's still fresh in my mind, you know?
Mm, okay. Yeah, anyway, so the new villain, the new main villain, basically, of the new Ghostbusters reminded me of the main villain's lackey from the second one. He kind of looked like him in a way, and he was just lame, man. I don't know. I don't even know what to say about this movie. It's almost a waste of breath even talking about it.
Well, okay. What do you grade it then? There's such.
Oh my God. I give Ghostbusters 2016. Oh my God, dude. It was just, I got so many gripes with it, man. Like, it was just a bullshit, you know, copy of the originals, and at the same time it was trying to be different and do its own thing, but it was just like not done well. It was corny. It didn't have the same feel as the originals. There was so much wrong with it. It felt low budget. It felt rushed. It was garbage, dude. Like I give it a D.
Damn.
I give it a fucking D, man. It was bad, man. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. Like, if you want to put it on as background noise, you know?
Yeah.
If you're fucking cleaning the house or.
I agree with that. Like, I personally liked it, but, you know, not enough to own it. You know what I'm saying? Or just, I mean, I enjoyed it. I'm not going to front. I did enjoy it, but I wouldn't own it.
Nah, I 100% wouldn't own it, man. Fuck that movie. Fuck that movie, dude. For real. Like, fuck that movie and fuck the people who made it. That's how I feel about that shit, dude. For real, that movie was fucking blasphemy, bro.
Well, you know, it didn't do good at all because it's not getting a sequel. It didn't have the funds to get a sequel. So, you know, a lot of people were excited about it, and then there was a lot of people that were bummed about it. So it just didn't do that well for a franchise.
What I mean, here's the thing, dude. Like, we had the original Ghostbusters, and the second one was okay. The original's an absolute fucking classic. And for whatever reason, these guys waited like decades to do a third movie, and then they couldn't get it together. And then Harold Ramis died, and then that just completely killed it. Imagine how epic it would have been if they would have actually had a legit third Ghostbusters, like maybe 5-10 years later with the original cast, you know? That would have been ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you, man, because I saw the first one just the other day, and it was just complete awesomeness. Like, Bill Murray's the fucking man. Like, I can't even tell the dude is acting. Like, I think he just gets on screen and acts like himself and says, and he rolls with the punches, he does his thing, and it's just fucking, it's complete gold, man. That's all I gotta say, man. I thought the Ghostbusters was fucking awesome, the first one.
Yeah, man, the original Ghostbusters is, it's like damn near perfection, bro, for like what it is. You know what I'm saying? But the new one, man, yeah, I don't, you know, to cut to the chase, you know, for the people listening, I know we just, you know, I just graded it. You didn't get to grade it, but I mean, I wouldn't recommend it to anybody, especially if you're a fan of the original. Like, fuck no, dude. Fuck no.
Yeah.
To recommend that movie, I wouldn't be able to sleep with myself at night, you know?
You feel like you committed a crime.
Yeah, I feel like I'm doing a fucking huge injustice to the world, you know, and to like our listeners. Like I'm betraying like the real fiendites. You know what I mean? The people who like follow the podcast, they trust us. You know, the ones that like, you know our taste.
Yeah.
Because there's gonna be people that like go by your taste and opinion. Mm-hmm. And there's gonna be people that flow go by yours.
Yeah.
So I can't do that to them.
Yeah. I just say it's a good movie to have like in the background. You don't even have to watch it, like just for noise, you know? But that's what I say about it. And if I had to grade it, I'd give it a 3, you know, yeah, 3 out of 5.
Probably help you take a shit, like if you have it in the background.
Yeah.
The movie give you diarrhea.
or put you to sleep and shit.
Because you'd be so sick to your stomach that they did this shit to the Ghostbusters franchise.
Damn.
Anyway, dude. So, moving on from Ghostbusters, I'm on Facebook and this random trailer popped up from this site called Crypt TV, and it's called Invasion Zone. And when I tried to like look up the fucking trailer again, I couldn't find it anywhere. It's one of these like hidden, you know, code trailers, like it just fucking pop up out of nowhere. You can never find it again. And then I'm browsing Facebook and the shit pops up again.
Yeah.
And, it just looks stupid, corny, but in a fun way.
Yeah.
So basically what I got from the trailer was you got like, you know, like Mexican gangs or whatever, you know, in LA, whatever the hell it is. And then you got, another crew, you know, like a black rival gang, and Method Man's like a part of that crew, and then they're like warring with each other, but and then there's like this giant alien killing people in the tunnels. So like, it's really big, and it kind of reminds me of The Thing, like when it grabs you, and like it goes into your body, and like, you know, claws go into you, and tentacles and shit. So, there was one dude, cause you know, LA has them big ass tunnels, right? Like those big sewage things. And there was one dude, he was a part of the Mexican crew, and like all the gang members were about to fight. They were like in like this fucking courtyard and it was dark. And this one Spanish dude got like taken out. That looked like from the trailer, from this like big tentacle, like grabbed him, whatever. And then he comes out of the shadows and he's like, like he's like, he looks real stiff and he's like floating, and then like something got him behind his head, like, these hooks or something. Claws or whatever. And then the one bald guy that's in every fucking gangster movie, that he's a Spanish kind of chubby Mexican dude. I think he's Mexican.
Yeah.
He got a little mustache. He was in Training Day. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. He's in every single Mexican gangster flick there is. Yeah. Like,
I think he plays the same guy too.
Yeah.
So he's in this and he looks and he's like, I forgot the guy's name, but he's like, yo, Raul. He's like, Raul? And then, you know, Raul doesn't say anything. And then you see that it's like an alien or something got him by the head and he's dead. And then Method Man comes out of nowhere and he just blows this dude in half with a shotgun. And then this bug alien thing falls on the ground. And he's like, yo, he's like, we got to stick together. You know, like, and he does like this corny speech. And then, cause it's us versus it, or like some stupid shit like that. And then he shoots the fucking alien. It's like, you know, screaming on the ground. He kills it. And then, and then they all band together to fight the alien.
I see a 1 star on Netflix on that shit already. Like maybe 2 from the sounds of, you said met the man, we got to stick together. And, that's where I was lost. I'm fucking
this
lost.
This dude did like a ghetto Braveheart speech.
Yeah, all we need is fucking RZA to be in that shit too. And then it'll complete it.
Yeah, it looks stupid, dude. But I'm going to check it out just to laugh at it, to be honest. But anyway, so The Walking Dead, bro. We both saw the last episode. What'd you think about it?
I don't know, man. It's just getting kind of corny, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's losing me. Ezekiel, I don't know. He seems like a lame-o, to be honest with me, with you. I don't know. I'm not feeling it as much.
They brought back Milli Vanilli.
That's what I'm saying. Dude had the ill cornrows, man. Like, and it's just like the whole where he's at is mad corny. Like, I don't know. Like, it's stupid. I think it's fucking stupid.
They are going kind of over the top, but the thing is, dude, is that they're actually really following the comic. Like, the kingdom's in the comic. Yeah. And the tiger's in it too, Shiva.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a tiger in the comic. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to think about it. It is kind of corny.
Yeah, his army looks kind of fucking weak. They look like laser tag rejects, man. Like they look like they were in a fucking squad and they got eliminated quick. And they just kept the suits, like, mad corny, man. I don't know if it's just me, but.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think I still love The Walking Dead, but, you know, the last episode was dope, you know, with Negan smashing Glenn's head in and Abraham's. And Negan's awesome, but, like, I don't know, like, it's. I'm not going to say that I don't like the show anymore. It's just getting, it's so much has happened. It's like, it's so much all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
And I think they got to start killing off characters, man. Like major players, not like the little bullshit ones, you know? I mean, I know they killed Glenn, but everybody kind of knows that they're never going to kill Rick and they're never going to kill Daryl. So it's like, instead of never killing Rick and killing Daryl, shock the world and fucking kill one.
Yeah, fucking Glenn's death has been more of a joke on social media than anything. With the memes and everything, is like no one's sad. They just think it's fucking funny. Like, did you see the Glenn action figure?
Yeah, the hamburger meat.
Yeah. That shit is hilarious.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. But, yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, that episode to me was kind of boring. We'll see what happens. But with Negan in the picture, I mean, I think shit's gonna pop off with that season, with this season, you know? There's gonna definitely be some crazy stuff. You think he's gonna smash any more heads?
I think that the burnt face dude is plotting against Negan, because they show like, you know, to the next, like scenes to the next episode, and he was like giving him this look. Like, I think he's plotting against him. Like, he wants to take over or some shit.
Yeah. He looked like a vegan Freddy Krueger. Like a malnourished Freddy. But anything on The Walking Dead? Anything else, dude?
I hope it gets better, honestly. Like you said, like with Negan, I hope it just gets spicier, because King Ezekiel kind of like killed it. He killed it for me. But, you know, I guess that episode was like boring, like you said. So,
dude, you know who I heard? what I heard is good. The Westworld.
I gotta check it out.
It's got Ed Harris in it. You know, Ed Harris is the fucking man.
Complete G, man.
Mm-hmm. He's such an amazing actor, bro.
The Abyss, baby.
I love fucking Ed Harris, bro. I love Ed Harris. Yep. But all right, man. So what do you got to say about this Life trailer?
I don't know. It looked kind of interesting. You know, I'm a fan of Jake Gyllenhaal. So once I saw he was in it, I was like more open to it. And then it has Ryan Reynolds too. The whole scene where they find the little creature, the little alien, I thought it was really like cool because he just like the dude touches it with the finger and it crushes his whole body. Like the shit was kind of crazy, man.
I didn't even see that. Just,
yeah, he goes to pet it with his finger through like, you know, those scientist glove things that they use. Mm-hmm. And he petted with his finger and then he looked at his crew and it completely like ate his hand. They didn't show the part where it ate his hand, but you kind of heard bones cracking and stuff like that. So that little tiny thing is that strong. I could just imagine like,
yeah,
what's going to happen, you know?
I didn't even fucking notice, the little fucking alien, what it looked like.
Yeah. Actually, if I could be like really vague, it looked like a clit. It looked like a fucking clitoris, like just chilling.
Let me see. I gotta look this shit up. Let's see what this thing looks like. Let's see if it pops up. Nah, it's showing a bunch of other crap. It's showing like the alien aliens.
You know,
the movie Alien.
Yeah, you should see the trailer, and it just looks weird, man. It looks like I don't know, like I said, like a click.
Let me look at the trailer right now while we're live on the podcast.
That live feed.
Let's see, Life official trailer. Hopefully, there's no fucking ads. Okay.
More like a jellyfish. I think he's like a jellyfish. But without the hood, without the little umbrella.
Let's see. I mean, there's like some speech during space.
Yeah.
Hold up. I think I'm up to the part. Oh, what the fuck? It looks like earwax with hair.
Yeah, it looks weird, yo.
Yeah. Okay, I see there's like a cell. And then, of course, there's got to be a black guy who fucking dies first.
So fucked
in up. In the movie. But now Hollywood's, they're moving on to Asians now. And all the Asian actors, again, their eyeballs popped out.
That's so fucked up.
Oh, I'm looking at this shit now, dude. Yeah. It looks like a, fuck, man. What does it look like? It looked like the vegetables they put in the Chinese food.
Oh, yeah. It does.
You know what I'm talking about? They got like, yeah. It's like a little bulb and then it's like, they're like, kind of clear but green.
Almost like onion. Yeah.
They probably actually got a vegetable from the Chinese spot. They're like, we could save money on effects. call First Walk. All right. So I'm gonna check it out, dude. You know I'm all about those sci-fi movies.
Yeah, that looks like right up your alley. I want to check it out just because if they give it on IMAX 3D, I'll see that shit. IMAX. Yeah. Why are you laughing?
Cause I'm like, yeah, I'm all about them sci-fi movies and plus people getting crushed and shit. Sucked through tubes. I didn't finish watching the trailer, but you heard like bones cracking?
I thought I heard bones cracking. Maybe that's like, just
getting cracking.
They made them pop and lock.
Let's get it. Oh shit. Let's get it popping, baby. Damn, so that dude's whole body got sucked into that thing then, huh?
It's bro, crazy.
You ever seen this movie called Splice?
I wanted to.
Adrian
I wanted
Brody
to.
Was on some freaky deaky shit, kid. Fucked a mutant. This dude fucked a mutant dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a female. She looked like an X-Men. And
oh.
Cause like, I haven't seen it in years, but like, they were like experimenting with cloning and like genetics and shit, and they made like a creature with, like mixed with like a like different animals and shit, like DNA. And at first it looked like just like a little alien monster. Then it grew up and it kind of looked more like a woman, but it still looked like a monster, kind of like weird.
Are you talking
and
about species?
then, no, it's called Splice.
No? Oh, that sounds like species.
And Adrian Brody, you know, he falls for it and shit. And then he gets, he dips into that fucking mutant pussy. And then, you know, he lost his mind. So he like falls in love with this thing.
That box was amazing.
Well, you know,
That shit
motherfuckers
was
be fucking
amazing.
goats, so maybe there's something to it. It was like human with goat. That shit was probably so tight.
Damn. Holy shit.
Could you imagine, dude, how hard up do you have to beat a fucking animal? Like, are you serious? Like, are you fucking serious? There was an article in Time of the one dude. He killed his neighbor's cat by fucking
Oh no.
it.
No, man.
Yeah, man.
Sick
Yeah,
fuck.
man.
Poor cat.
Garfield
Shit.
got them buckwheats, kid. Oh, man. For the people, I mean, you real movie fiends would know what buckwheats is. It
Oh,
was that
fuck.
one movie with Andy Garcia, right? And
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi was a hitman, and he would shoot people up their booty hole, and then that was
Oh,
it was buckwheats.
yeah.
Yeah,
I
man.
thought it was like hamsters. He was like, he's gonna get the hamsters or some shit like that.
Dude, but
Damn.
like, damn, man, like I just can't believe people be going stooping to them levels. Like, you
Yeah.
know, how much is a prostitute? You know what I mean? Damn.
Apparently a cat is free though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Apparently fucking cat rape is free.
That's just crazy, man. That's just fucking crazy. Anyway,
Damn.
I don't know how we got into cat raping, but oh yeah, because of that movie Splice.
Yeah.
But that movie was just twisted, dude. He wound up having sex with this thing, and I mean, she looked kind of good. I'm not even gonna for like a eight for like a mutant.
Is that on Netflix?
She had a body. I think it is.
I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna check it out.
Splice. I may watch. I may be watching tonight. Yeah, it was, dude. It was like a fucked up porno, man. I'm telling you, it was really out there. But fucking anyway, I don't even know how we got here. Oh, Life. So yeah, man, I'm gonna rewatch Life. I mean, rewatch. I'm gonna watch Life. You know, it's true, man. Ryan Reynolds, man. Green Lantern like killed his fucking career, and then he just makes a sick comeback with Deadpool.
That should left a mud hole in his ass, man. Like for real. That shit was I did not like that movie, man. And then he started doing these low budget movies that didn't hit the big screen and you know. And I like him. He's got talent, you know?
Yeah.
So
He was about to be on suicide watch after Green Lantern, dude. People were just ragging on him.
But the thing too, like he rags on it, you know, so that shows a lot too, you know, he was ragging on it too, so
That's like the Rock shitting on Doom.
yeah.
But I mean, Doom is bad, dude, but I didn't find it like that bad. It was entertaining.
You know, honestly, I have to see it again, but I rent it back when Blockbuster was around, and I was just not interested, man. I was just like, I don't know. I just watched it after like maybe an hour and I didn't turn it back on.
Yeah, man. Speaking of Blockbuster, damn, he just brought back some memories, man. Blockbuster Video. Those are like the good old days, bro. You know, I can't believe that Blockbuster is just, it's dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Complete. I still have my membership card somewhere.
Bro, that was the thing though. like for me, when I was like way younger, it was like Friday night with my girlfriend at the time. And that was like the plan, or Saturday, you know, on the weekend, and just Blockbuster Chinese food. Yeah. And it was just a fun time.
Yeah.
You know, there was something about, there's something about going to a video store. And it was like a magic to it. Like, yeah, you didn't know if you were going to find your rental.
Yeah.
Because shit was like released and you're like, fuck, you rushed there to go get it before everybody scooped it up. And then remember that feeling when it was, when someone like hit it, they kind of tucked it behind something and you find it and it's like, got you, motherfucker. Like, you know, like trying to hide it. Boom. And you find a movie and you're like so happy because you get to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
We're some spoiled motherfuckers.
Yeah. Man. Yo, like, but for me, I lived alone at the time and I didn't have fucking cable. So my Best Buy, my Best Buy, my, Blockbuster bill was mad high. Mad late fees, but.
Oh man. Dude, they ever suspended your account?
Oh yeah, they did. I had to move to another state to open a new
one. How about this one? How about, okay, this is going to bring back memories for people. When you desperate, right? And you bored and the weekend, you know, is here and you really don't got money like that and you just want to rent a movie. And let's say it's with your chick, or let's say it's with a new chick. So you're like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna go to Blockbuster. I'm gonna rent this movie. I'm gonna get some pizza. I'm gonna smash after. And then you go to Blockbuster, you go to rent the movie, you go to the counter. And then the movie was like $2.99. And they're like, it's going to be $25.47. And then you're like, what? You're like, what? And then it's like, yeah, you failed to return. And then they go down this whole list of how many days you were late and then this fee and that fee. And they're like, oh, you still have it. It says on record you never returned it. And you like argue like, nah, dude, I dropped that shit off. And then like, you know, you back and forth. Sometimes if they were cool with you, they'll like wipe it out and just like let you rent.
Yeah.
You know? Other times they couldn't do nothing for you. You had to just fucking pay the whole thing.
Pay the fucking bill. I remember that.
You ever had that happen to you? And then you got like a line of people behind you waiting and you're like,
well, yeah, it's the most fucking embarrassing thing there is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're going through your personal shit. Like,
No, dude, I got one that's more embarrassing. Damn, do I even bring this shit up on air?
I already know what you're going to say, motherfucker. I already know what you're going to say.
The gas station pornos.
Yeah.
and then it was a blank tape, and I had the fucking audacity to go back. And it's a line of people, and I'm like, yo, this shit, they not on here.
Dave was that argument customer, like, no, it don't work. And this is like a gas station in the middle of town. It was one of the hottest spots in town too. So you saw everyone in town just stopping for like gas. And then the kids that were high, they would get like chicken and JoJo's and shit. Mm-hmm. For those that don't know what JoJo's are, they're like potato wedges. And, it was like, you remember that shit? Like they would get, that was like the munchy shit back in the day. So yeah, it was funny. And like, I just like, I'm your boy. So I was there, but I tried to like look at something else, be occupied while you argued with the guy. It was fucking hilarious though.
I remember, dude, there was like a person behind me or two, and I'm over here like trying to be semi discreet about it, you know, cause like we were young. And, you know, when you're young, you know, you look at magazines and shit, or you try to get your hands on stuff because you know, you're younger.
Yeah.
You got to handle business sometimes. So, I went and I done, you know, I copped like this gas station porno and then it was like static. And then I go back and, you know, I'm trying to tell this dude.
That shit was static. And then out of nowhere, the chickmunks came up. It was like a Christmas special chickmunks.
I think you remember that shit?
Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Maybe that was the porno. Maybe some people are into that.
Yeah, who knows, man?
Not me though. So this dude didn't believe me, man. So remember he went to the back to play it? And then he goes, go, go, with his finger, like pick something else out.
Yeah. He was saying, oh, this never happened. This never happened. And Dave was like, well, it happened today. Like, that shit was fucking hilarious. Like, he was sitting there arguing with Dave, like, yo, like, what trying to shit you know, you trying to pull here? It's, it was funny though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, memories, man. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really embarrassed. Fuck it. I was like, whatever.
I was. Every time I bought porn, it was like I was trying to get some crack on the street or something. Like, mm-hmm. I back then, I didn't even have a car. I had a fucking bike. So I had like mad porn in my backpack riding through town. So that shit was crazy. You remember those days?
My first experience with porno was, I was walking home from middle school and, no, actually, it may have been middle school. I think I was in seventh grade and, and dude, there was like this porno cover. It was like this white chick and she had this big ass black dick in her face.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what is this shit, dude? And I was like, oh shit. And I picked it up and put it in my book bag. Nah, I'm just playing.
Yeah. Oh man, you know my first experience was with Vanessa Del Rio. You remember that chick?
Yeah, dude, I remember her.
Yeah, yeah.
She was the only scab.
Yep.
She was like the most low down, dirt, nastiest porno bitch, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's still alive.
Yeah, I think she is, and she doesn't look that good.
Let me look her up real quick.
Oh man, you about to get mad viruses on your shit by looking her up.
Let me see. Vanessa Del Rio. Dude, you know how, I mean, technically this probably falls, you know, in the movie review category because they're movies.
Yeah.
You know who is the only fucking porno legend? Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
And bro, he would bang some nasty chicks though. Some nasty, some really, really fat, like morbidly obese chicks.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah. My
God, dude. Like, why?
I could honestly say that his fucking dick was in everything. Like, everything. His dick was the Samuel Jackson of porn.
He said the Samuel Jackson. I'm looking at her right now. Why the fuck did a picture of RZA pop up from Wu-Tang? For being such an old school porno chick, I was expecting her to look worse.
Really?
Yeah.
She got like giant implants, right?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, I was expecting her to look way, way worse than she does. I mean, she looks like she has plastic surgery. She's all fucked up looking.
Yeah.
But she's not all fucking... Anyway, let me click out of this shit, like you said.
Virus. This shit took a turn. We're talking about life. Now we're talking about fucking porn.
Oh, your woman, Salma Hayek just popped up.
That's my baby. I love her.
She's fine as hell, dude. Anyway, let's get back to movies, dude.
Okay.
So, the Wonder Woman trailer, the second one. What are your thoughts on that?
That shit looks sick. That shit looks legit. I definitely can't wait to see it. And I think it's the first like female comic book shit that's gonna like rock the house, man. I think, you know, I was a hater, like. I didn't like her. She was too skinny and I had my complaints and shit, but she's doing her thing as Wonder Woman, man. I must say she's sexy as hell too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I, you know, we said this on air before on record, man. I was wrong, dude. I was like getting on her, you know, when I first saw her and she was cast as Wonder Woman. I was like, oh, she's too lanky. You know what I'm saying? She looked too fragile, mm-hmm. like dainty and, like, boy, was I wrong. Like, she completely owned the role mm-hmm. in Batman vs. Superman. She fucking owned it, dude. She was like, mm-hmm. she was kind of like the highlight of the movie. Like, yeah, like she stole the show, bro. Besides Affleck as Batman, like when she came out with that fucking soundtrack and looking as blaze as she does and that fierceness in her eyes.
Ooh, yeah.
Gail Gadot.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Fine as hell, dude. But I didn't see the second trailer. So,
yeah, you gotta check it out.
I'm gonna check it out. So it looks off the hook.
Yeah, it looks like Marvel wrote it. Honestly, it really does look like Marvel took it over and yeah, but it looks fucking good. It does look good.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna check it out, man. I think, I think Wonder Woman is gonna be really good. Mm-hmm. I really do. What do you think about Doctor Strange?
Doctor Strange, honestly, like, I'm not rushing to go see it. I'm not shitting on it or anything like that, but I feel like it's a sleeper. Mm-hmm. Like, people are going to be like, oh, it's another Marvel movie, but you know what? Like, the shit looks hot. Like, I feel about it the same way I feel about Ant-Man. I was like, eh, you know, but and then Ant-Man's like one of my fucking favorites. So, you know.
Yeah, man, I think Doctor Strange is going to be, awesome. Like, it's a gut feeling. I think it's going to be, you know, I think it's going to be good, man. I think it's going to be one of the better Marvel flicks. Benedict Cumberbatch or Cumberbatch, whatever, however you want to say his last name. He's a great actor. He wouldn't do a shit movie and the effects look top notch and, Doctor Strange in the comics, he's a really big character, man. He's a very important character. They're not going to do a shit movie for him.
Mm-hmm. So you want to tell people about your bet?
Yeah, I got a wager, with one of our friends, a fellow movie, he's a podcaster, but he hasn't really got out in a hot minute. but he's like a mutual friend and, you know, we had this like wager and I was like bold with it. I said, I said, if Doctor Strange gets a 90% and higher on Rotten Tomatoes, you know, I get to pick out a Blu-ray of my choice. Yeah. And they asked the buyer for me. And if it gets 89% or lower, I got to buy him something, a Blu-ray. And it was already released in Europe. So it comes out, I think tomorrow. Yeah. I think either today or tomorrow.
It's actually out tonight.
Well, it's out tonight. So it comes out tomorrow. It's out tonight and officially, yes, it'll be definitely out tomorrow. It was released in Europe already or overseas and I checked the ratings on it. It was 90% already. So, you know, that's a hell of a good start and I'm pretty confident I'm going to win this bet.
Yeah,
we did it for a week after release though, to make it fair, like so the ratings balance out.
Okay.
Cause you know, there'd be like that surge, like right away, like when something's just released, you know, it's all good all the time. You know, sometimes movies get shitted on instantly.
Yeah. Like, I want to know what's your choice of movie, like when you win? I'm not even going to say if, I'm saying when.
Oh, I'm gonna pick a Blu-ray porno from BP gas station.
Word. Yeah, hell yeah. Damn, porn and Blu-ray. I didn't think of that.
I don't think there is such a thing.
Ah, no. Well, now you got it. You got that free shit now online. You don't need really to buy that shit, so.
Yep. But yeah, man, so that's, you know, that's our bet and I'm pretty confident I'm going to win. You know.
Yeah.
We'll see if Paul honors it though and like sends my shit out. You had that bet with Brian.
Yeah.
Brian
he paid up right? though. He paid up. He was a man of his word. I give him that. And now every time I see the movie, I'm just going to tag him in it. So, you know, but it's all in good fun. You know, I don't want to get on his nerves with that shit, but you know.
Yeah. So bro, Anything else on any other flicks or any movie news?
Well, there's news that hit, and I'm kind of excited about it, that, you know, that Stallone can't do the next Rambo movie because he already tapped out. He says his body can't take it, but he has his eyes on someone, and it's Ryan Gosling to take the role of Rambo, which I really fucking hope that happens. That's like, to me, that is like genius, you know? What do you think about it?
But do you, I mean, do you really see Gosling as Rambo, though? Like, honestly? Like, yeah.
I honestly do. Not do like with long black hair. Just like him as like, you know, as a modern day soldier, you know, going like, you know, schizo, whatever. Or, you know, I do see it, though. I do see it. I'm not saying like with the whole red bandana and shit, like, you know, with the long hair and scars all over, like the original Rambo, but just his version of Rambo, you know?
Okay. So you're thinking that it'll be better if they do like a new take on him then.
Yes.
Like, yep. Don't try to make him look like Stallone's Rambo with the long hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause he would look fucking weird with long hair like that, you know?
Yeah. I'm a fan of Ryan Gosling, dude. You know,
yeah.
For the people listening, you know that, you follow the podcast. Of course, you know that, Gil, because we're both mm-hmm. huge Drive fans.
Yeah.
I think he can pull it off. He just definitely would be a different Rambo.
Yeah.
You know, like that. I'm trying to picture it. I don't know how he would really play it. Cause he's very soft spoken. One thing that I don't think I would like is his voice.
Okay. Yeah, you do have I hear you.
You know?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. It's too like too smooth and too soft and too low. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got you.
And when he tries to make it intimidating and imposing, like in that one mafia movie.
Yeah.
With Sean Penn, it wasn't good, dude.
One of my favorite movies, Gangster Squad.
Yeah. I mean, are you being sarcastic?
What? As far as what?
Gangster Squad, did you really like it?
No, I really, really liked it. That's why, like, I'm saying, you know, that's one of my favorite movies. Like, I'm not being sarcastic.
Oh,
I
really, really
liked it. Yeah, I really, really liked that movie.
Oh.
I think we got into some arguments over it back in the day, and I defended it and shit like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't really feeling it, dude. It was a letdown to me.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I liked it. I think it's, that's the thing about you and I, like, I like shit that is like, it makes sense to me, you know, and I feel like you're like that in your way too, you know? Sometimes you like movies I don't like. I'm like, I don't really know why you liked it, but, you know, that's just us, you know?
He said, I really don't know why you liked it.
Yeah. And the same thing goes for me to you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Gangster Squad, I mean, yeah, it was a letdown to me, man. Fucking, you know what else is kind of a letdown? That was with Ryan Gosling. Only God Forgives, I think.
Oh, I loved that movie.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It just was not as good as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people thought he was going to be like that Drive character. You know, it was the same director and everything, and it turned out that Ming was the dude. You know, Ming was the fucking hero and shit. So,
dude, he was a fucking gangster in that movie.
Yeah, yep.
He was walking death, dude.
Yep.
Like he was like no joke in that damn movie.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, yeah.
But anyway, man, you got anything else? Any little nuggets? Movie nuggets?
Movie nuggets. I've been off. I have to get back on, man. I want to see the fucking, Accountant with Ben Affleck.
I want to see
that. And there's another movie too that I wanted to see that's out. But I can't remember. I just been too busy and it's really no excuse, man. I got to go to the movies.
I saw like this short film called The Birch. It was on YouTube. It's really short though, only like minutes long. Yeah. It was like this kid, he was getting bullied by this dude, and then I guess his grandmother or mom's dying, and she used to have like this forest, like spirit, like, that will protect her. And she kind of passed down the, I don't know if it's a spell or whatever the fuck, like, you know, the protection to him. And then this, mm-hmm. like, demon or whatever it was, it looked pretty cool, man. Like, it's like, you know, it's low budget, a short film, mm-hmm. but it was pretty creepy looking. It kind of looked like Pan's Labyrinth. I don't know if you've seen that.
No.
No? That was a good movie. Like a fantasy, kind of dark fantasy movie.
Yeah.
I think it was Guillermo del Toro was the name of the director. He's done a lot of movies.
Then it's got to be good. Isn't he like the dude that did Pacific Rim?
I think so. And I think he did the first Blade.
Fuck yeah. Then it's got to be good.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, bro, I got nothing else. You got anything?
I'm good. I got nothing,
dude. I don't even need anything after work. So I guess we'll wrap up 160. So you guys listening, thanks for tuning in to the podcast. Thanks for the plays, the downloads. If you guys were entertained and you like the podcast, please subscribe on iTunes. That's like huge for us. Send us feedback, realfiends@gmail.com. You can follow us on social media. We have a Twitter page. We have a Facebook page. And that's it, guys. We'll be back with 161. You got anything, Gil?
Peace and thank you.
There you have it. All right, guys. Catch you with the next episode. Later, Gil.
All right, peace.